Further clarification, according to the position, the Havmina, that held that you only have Zivan when one is greater than the other, you can't just say that for him the essence of Zimun is the qualitative increase in the Chefs Shal Bracha, because it's being said by a greater person. That's an element, but you also need the quantitative aspect of Shevach, that the increase in Shevach as a result of the fact that Gadol Hashem Iti. But he held that the concept of Gadol Hashem Iti, when Ramash Mayachtav, there's one frame, is to elevate the Bracha to the highest possible level, which would include both ideas. That is, when you have three people eating together, so then the halacha prescribes a different type of a birkat hamazon, a different medium for birkat hamazon, which would be on the highest level of shevach. And the highest level of shevach would include both of these ideas. So, Bishlei Musa, so to speak. The Kishem Hashem Ekra is an upgrade, for want of a better term, to upgrade the Chefza Shel Bracha and to increase the Shevach Lashem in the highest possible form, Bishlei Musa, which would demand an upgrade in terms of the quality of the Chefza and also in terms of the amount of people that are involved. Those are the two elements of Gadol Hashem Iti. In order to have Gadol Hashem Iti, that is to say, to go from the private, the personal, the individual, to the Shlosha format, those are the two elements that enable you to do it. Other than that, Chilik Brachos Adif. The Maskana, however, is saying that Gadol Hashem Iti is purely an increase in Shevach that's brought about by the phenomenon of Shlosha, of Gadol Hashem Iti. It's an inherent thing in and of itself. Now we're going to try and address the next question. Maremar, in responding to them, it's obvious, you must deduce from his words that he negated their position, that they were wrong. So he said to them, Yidei Bracha Yitzazam, that you were Yotze Birkat HaMazon. Now the way we're learning it, we're assuming that since he told them that they were Yotze Birkat HaMazon, there was a need to tell them that as a result of their mistake, they might not have been Yotze even Birkat HaMazon. So that is a legitimate Havamina. So the question is, what is the reasoning behind that assumption that if a person was chayiv in Zimun and didn't do Zimun and benched separately, that you wouldn't even be Yotze the Birkat HaMazon? Basic approach to this seems to be in terms of the relationship between the phenomenon of the Zimun, which is a kiyum of Kishem Hashem Ekra Havugot Lilakenu or Gadol Hashem Iti, whatever it is. So it's a kiyum of Shevach. Now, the Havamina, which says, you might think that, okay, I'm a chiyuv of Zimun, so I wasn't Yosef Benjamin. Means to say that, in effect, that this is an integral component of the Birkat HaMazon itself. That's your chiyuv Birkat HaMazon now. There's two Birkas HaMazon. There's a Birkas HaMazon of the individual, and then there's a Birkas HaMazon of Shlosha. So once three people ate together, it's not just that they have an obligation to come together for the objective of Kishem Hashem Ekra, but rather it becomes a new Birkas HaMazon. If that's the case, so one can say that if you bench separately, you didn't bench. You didn't fulfill your chiyuv. But the Maskana Maremar is saying is that it's two separate phenomena. That is, it's a chiyuv of Birkas HaMazon, but you must do it in a manner which brings about a separate kiyum of Gadol Hashem Iti. So, but once you already went ahead and benched, so that's it, you benched. It doesn't mean you weren't Yotzei benching. So does it qualify the benching? In which case you would say you didn't bench. Or no, it's something which is super added to the benching. That now the benching gives you an opportunity. You can now bench in a certain manner, which as a result of doing it will produce a new phenomenon of Gadol Hashem Iti. So if you went ahead and benched on your own, so you didn't fulfill that. You failed to fulfill the Gadol Hashem Iti, but the benching you benched. Now one approach that can be used to explain this would be along the following lines. That is to say, when three people ate together, so they have a chi of zimun, they have a chi of berkas hamazon. The question would be, does zimun have its own mechayef? Is it its own basis for a chiyev? It's an inherent mechayef. That's one way. So if you say now that there's a separate chiyev, a separate mechayef for zimun, and a separate mechayef of berkas hamazon, so then one is not contingent upon the other. So then a person went ahead and benched, but he still has the chiyuv of zimun. Because one is not contingent upon the other. If, however, you say that there is no separate chiyuv of zimun, there's only one chiyuv, birkas hamazon. But when you're in a situation of shlosha, so the chiyuv of birkas hamazon creates the chiyuv of zimun. So birkas hamazon is the mechayev of zimun. That in this situation, you're mechayev to do zimun. But once you bench, then you don't have a chiyuv birkas hamazon. And we said today, bracha yitzasim, you could be yotzei birkas hamazon. So once you fulfilled your chiyuv of birkas hamazon, there's nothing left to be mechayev you in zimun. So that would mean that's one way of learning ein zimun l'mafreya. That we're approaching it from the angle of the mechayev. Does it have its own mechayev or no? The mechayev is your birkas hamazon. Another way of approaching it is pretty much related to the first way, and that is, what exactly, how should we look at the kiyum of the bracha of zimun, the nevarach shechal mishalom, the kiyum bracha? Is it a separate shevach? Or no, it partakes of the character of bracha achrona. Birkas hamazon is not just a shevach. It's in the framework of bracha achrona, that when a person eats, he's mechuyev in bracha achrona, after the achilah. This is connected to the first idea that we said, in the first idea we said it's a term of the chiyev, the mechayev. So basically what we're saying over here is in terms of, it's an extension, so to speak, of birkas hamazon. It's an extension of birkas hamazon. It has the character of birkas hamazon to it in terms of the chiyev. So therefore, once you completed the birkas hamazon, so then that's it. You can't add to it. But if we're saying that it's a separate shevach, it's not in the framework of bracha achrona, so to speak. Separate shevach, nevarach shechal mishalom, because of the phenomenon of shlosha. So then it can be l'mafreya. The fact that you, of course, to begin with, everybody says you have to say that first. That inaugurates the Birkas HaMazon. But that thing in and of itself, is that a separate entity of Shevach and it has the function of inaugurating Birkas HaMazon? Or it partakes of the very character of Birkas HaMazon? So, that would be a good way to have the nafkamina. If you say that it partakes of the character of Birkas HaMazon, so then that's it. Birkas HaMazon is over. You concluded. And that corresponds to the first way of saying that the chiyuv is gone, because the Muslim is gone. But if you say that it's a separate shevach, it's just that it's said first because it's going to function to be the mitzareif, but it's a separate shevach, so then you would not be forced to say that ein zimun l'mafreya. You would not be forced to say that. Then the order would not be ma'akev. But what Maramar is saying is that the order is ma'akev. That it's in the framework of bracha achrona. It's an extension of bracha achrona. So once you finish, but benching is the conclusion of bracha achrona. So that's it. It's over. You can't go back and add to the bracha achrona now.